Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, carrying a torch for Jesus. Are you carrying a torch for Jesus? Today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, reminds me of the modern-day metaphor for a special love relationship. To carry a torch for a friend means that we have a warm spot in our heart for him or her, and we won't let it dim. It's like the Olympic torch that's carried by runners around the world until it lights up the opening ceremonies of the game. We'll run anywhere and for as long as necessary for the one we love. Do you have this kind of love for Jesus? If you do, then what's the fuel that lights your torch? And what keeps your torch from running out of fuel? Perhaps your torch is lit by your prayer life, and you keep it lit by taking time every day to quietly connect with God. Or maybe it's the suffering you've endured for the sake of unconditionally loving someone who doesn't love you back equally, and you've offered your heartbreaks to Jesus as a sacrifice that reunites him to his cross. Or it's the joy of using your gifts and talents in the church. Or it's all of the above and more. We're like the foolish bridesmaids if we do little more than pick up our torch and run without taking into consideration that a seemingly short sprint might become a long marathon. We need to stock up. What fuels your love for Jesus when you get tired? Or when you get discouraged and feel hurt and disappointed? Or when your patience burns out? We can't make it through one single day without losing at least some of our holiness and spiritual strength. What makes us think that we don't need to start each day in prayer asking for supernatural help? Or that we don't need to take time to seek hope and guidance from Scripture? Or that we don't need to put effort into studying the teachings of the Church to receive more wisdom from the Holy Spirit? As Jesus points out in this parable, the Master cannot recognize us, meaning we don't look like we belong to him, if we're claiming to be Christian but we're buzzing through life doing whatever feels good and looks good. True Christian living requires major effort, and sometimes it's unpleasant. When we're not forcing ourselves to move ahead in holiness, we slip into sin. There's no such thing as standing still. Either we're pushing ourselves forward in spiritual growth, or we're swept backward by the winds of the world, and we're pushed backward by demons who take advantage of our laziness. Reading this reflection has given you some fuel. What else will you do today to add fuel to the fire of your love for Jesus?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.